Good morning.
That's Brad, the turn radio on, so both frequencies on, and I didn't hear nothing, so I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on this morning.
About regular time, nobody answered back, so I guess it's just me and you. Welcome back from the beach.
Still down there. I mean, we had the one day of rain, but that was the day we went out and went shopping and stuff like that, instead of worrying about any beach time or whatnot. We went to Bass Pro Shops, and I spent way too much money.
What did you do at that place?
10-foot surf fishing rod. That thing is huge.
Foot? That's pretty long.
I'm just glad it breaks down in the section. So how was your weekend?
Good. We didn't do too much. And that, just a little running around or whatever. They putting in fiber optic in the subdivision. And I guess it was, I guess it was Monday. They hit my gas line going to the house. Susan had to evacuate.
Leave for a few hours?
Just had to leave for an hour. He said, just leave for an hour. Then she was sitting down there at the end of the subdivision as I was coming home. And I said, well, call the place and see. And she called and they said, yeah, they're waiting on you to come back so they can light the pilot lights. And that, so she went, pulled up, and they went in and lit all the pilot lights.
Nervous after a gas leak?
She's on the front porch smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad.
He hit it with a shovel. They dig these big old holes and put these cement vaults in, I guess, for making connections. And, yeah, he hit it with a shovel.
Did they not have the area marked and whatnot for the construction?
It wasn't marked the night before. I don't know if they came out in the morning. It had a few marks, but maybe it didn't, they didn't mark it good enough or didn't mark. You know, they probably marked the main line, but not the line coming to my house.
That's quick.
It didn't take them an hour from when they got called until they were done.
Impressive speed.
It's nice. It's like, man, the subdivision road looked like a mud road. And that from all the dirt stuff that they were digging up. And then they must have washed it down last night.
Fiber optic internet when it comes in?
It looks like their prices are good, so we'll just have to see. I don't know how long it takes them to get the, you know, they put the tube in to run the fiber optic in, but, you know, they don't have the fiber optic there yet.
The option up at my house, AT&T, or nobody's got it where I live.
By a company called Loomis. And that, but they've been doing it, I mean, all over Greer and that, like out towards Lake Robinson and going out that way, and that they've been just steady doing it down 101.
Yeah, it's not the major telecoms that are doing the fiber optic, it's coming from other groups.
A 1 gig service, speeds of 1 gig up and down, and that for like $80.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, KN4TFW.
Gonna get you some fiber optic internet there. I'm gonna let Andrew. There ain't no chance of that anytime soon.
How long it takes them after they put the infrastructure in to get the cable out there?
That one.
Today, or you would be in the deep black hole?
I have to get up as early today. I got a eye doctor appointment at like 10:30, 11 o'clock. So it ruins the whole day. So I'm going to have breakfast with my son, so I didn't have to get up as early.
What's KQ4ZLE?
Good morning, Anthony. KO4HKX.
KO4CEF.
Morning, Anthony. KN4TFW.
I want to be done, y'all.
I'm with you. It's supposed to rain today, the rest of the week, isn't it?
But I mean, it's just going to be spotty. You'd be lucky if you get a shower.
Out of the mountain.
He'll use rain to get rid of this fire and put it on out.
Arrested those four kids. I guess it was a cigarette started it.
Well, I read said the I read the penalty that you could get for it. And I mean, I hate it for those boys, don't get me wrong. They made a mistake, and you need to learn from it. But the penalty for everything that's happened is nothing.
I mean, yeah, it was pretty light. I mean, it could be as low as $50 for the fine.
There hasn't been any loss of, buildings or anything, has it?
Report on that, but you never know.
Structures around that area yet. I don't think it burned down into the campground. I mean, at Table Rock, really the only thing they got is what the main scout officer, ranger station, not scout office. And but I don't know. I haven't heard of any structures being burned or anything like that. So, but I don't know what their final sentencing will be, but they're definitely going for it now. So. But I only saw three. I thought it was four boys.
Juvenile, they can't report it.
Good opportunity for some community service or help with the cleanup. KQ4ZL.
That's what I was thinking, Anthony. A whole lot of community service right there in the cleanup area where they're replanting, taking care of the area they tore up. That way they learn what it was. They affected. I don't think putting them in jail for this is going to be the answer. I think the community service will do more for them.
Definitely needs to be a lesson learned from this. You know, a little bit of labor, a little bit of time. You know, see what they can do to help out.
Talk at every one of the local high schools about how important it is not to smoke. That way they get to show their faces amongst their peers for what they've done.
Good idea too. KQ4ZL.
Along those lines, I don't think they need to spend time in jail for any length of time. You know, overnight, while they got their mug shot and stuff. You know, nobody's been hurt so far, and I mean, the downside is just resources and whatnot that went into it. But at the end of the day, people can make mistakes. Theirs was just a bad one.
That's why I don't think jail time is the answer. I think more public service in repairing what you fixed or fixing what you broke and getting the word out about what caused it amongst your peers, because that'll do more help than anything, I believe.
In EMS, we used to do a lot of the high school promise things. We'd actually completely reenact wreck scenes. We involved the helicopter and everything. Then we had a couple of kids that were involved in some fatal accidents, like they were drinking and their friend was killed or whatever. Sometimes they would come and talk, and just to look on, you know, some of the other kids' faces and stuff, you can tell it kind of would hit home a little bit. So, yeah, I definitely agree with the school thing.
You just had to wait and see what happened.
Heard about the club doing their radio event for the Trail Life Boys on the, I think it's the 26th of this month.
I caught my email up last night. I don't remember seeing anything.
Forward you the information if you want to come help. They're asking for volunteers. They're going to do a radio event where we got to maintain radio communications for the event on, I think it's the 24th or 26th, somewhere right in there. For the activities the boys are doing and to introduce them into the ham radio. So if y'all are interested.
We did an advertisement on one of the repeaters for it yesterday. I can't remember which one it was. But I caught like the tail end of it, and I'm thinking that might have been what they were talking about. KQ4ZL.
Announcement on this repeater going about it. Like I said, I can look up the information, get some more information about it.
We got an know we got a camp out next weekend for the Boy Scouts, so we'll have to see if I'm not busy or not.
And talk about it at the club meeting next Monday, if you can make it there. That way you'll have all the information.
Well, gentlemen, I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be good. Patrick, enjoy your breakfast, and y'all be safe out there. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4CFW.
Andrew, be safe. KQ4ZLA.